Another year at the Combine. Very excited about the opportunity to get our team better. Just to start off, I want to give recognition to Coach Zimmer and the job he did last year. For him being a first-time head coach, for him dealing with some of the adversity that we had to deal with, for his leadership, his ability to develop and improve our football team. Even though we're not satisfied at 7-9, but feel very strong about the foundation that he was able to lay and to build off that foundation as we go forward. So I'll go ahead and take your questions. Yeah, no, there's, Adrian Peterson's under contract with us. He's a very unique football player. I'm sure Adrian's doing everything he can do off the field. He made a mistake, admitted a mistake. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to not only make himself better as a football player, but also a better person off the field. And that's the type of person that Adrian is. And, you know, he's a suspended player right now. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But there's no question that, you know, I don't think any, and I've said this before, any team in the NFL wouldn't want an Adrian Peterson caliber running back on their football team. That's it? No more Adrian Peterson questions? Good. You know, I know we're looking at that. I know the NFL, you know, here at the Combine and Jeff Foster are implementing more programs, more, you know, different types of psychological testing. I'm sure just like our team, every team has their own way to psychological test. But I think now in the environment that we're in, the players coming out have to realize that they're going to be scrutinized even more, because of the environment that we're in right now. And there'll be some players that are here at the Combine that have had some issues that I know you're going to have to really go through that process to feel comfortable with it. You know, we don't talk about our business with any player, not Adrian's or anyone's contract. I just know that Adrian Peterson is a pretty unique football player. And I know, you know, people, and I've talked about this a little earlier on, you know, he's a 30-year-old running back. But I also know people said that when he was coming off his ACL and had maybe, you know, one of the best seasons a running back could have. And this is a running back that's very unique from a physical standpoint. And you're talking about a guy who didn't take many hits on his body last year, only played in one game. So, you know, I expect when Adrian Peterson comes back that he's going to come back with a point to prove to everybody. We personally go on a three-year cycle and give these opportunities. A lot of times these players that are coming out, you know, are 20, 21, 22-year-old kids just because of the amount of juniors that are coming in. So some guys are mature enough to handle it right away. I don't think it's so much a physical, some of it's physical, but it's the maturity level and what it takes to play in this league, because it's different than just relying on your athletic skill set at the collegiate level. Here, there's the nuances of the game that they have to learn. The speed of the game is much faster. And I think some guys get it early, some guys take a couple of years, but we try to look at it at a three-year window, and we evaluate it from that point. We grade them every year, but we just want to continue to see the progress. I'm not going to speak for other teams because every team has their own philosophy, but I know we've always been try to do the best we can to vet out any potential issues. And then you just have to decide as an organization, you know what the deal, what you're going to be dealing with. Can we handle it internally? Do we have enough support staff that are expert in those areas to handle it? Or if we can't, then you move on. But I think that's up to each individual club on how they vet through that process.
Are you maybe a little more clear your
I think not just us, but I think everybody in NFL has to be with the new, you know, the new policy in place, personal conduct policy, and just the environment that we're in right now. You know, I don't know that. I know there's some pretty unique running backs coming out in this draft class. I'd be surprised, you know, if a couple of these guys may not go in the first round. We'll see how this whole process goes through. But I know, you know, our philosophy is, and you've seen it, I think, through the playoffs. I mean, you have to have a quarterback, but you also have to be able to run the ball. And especially if you're going to be playing an outdoor climate, that running backs are important, and you know, and you have to be able to play good defense. So that's where we try to put our emphasis on that, and we value running backs pretty significantly. I'm sorry. No, and I think, you know, in Adrian's situation, and like I said, I've been around Adrian his whole career. I know what type of person he is. I know what he stands for. He does a lot of great things in the community, a lot of great things in the charity. You know, so I know where his heart is and what type of person he is. And, you know, admitted to his mistake. But also I know it's time to, you know, to move on and move forward. There's no question. I think our ownership has made statements. I have made statements. Our head coach has made statements that we want Adrian Peterson back with the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I think as you go through this, time heals things. And I just, you know, people judge right away. But, again, you have to look at the type of person Adrian is and look at the whole picture. And a lot of the great things that he has done off the field for charities and for our organization.
You still feel lucky that Teddy Bridgewater fell that far? And what impressed you most about what he did on the field?
Well, thankful the media did him a disservice, in my opinion, last year by judging him on his pro day. But we spent 6 different occasions with Teddy last year, and you know, one thing that we try to do, our process, is that we had our draft meetings before we came down here. And we put all the players on a board and graded them purely off what we've seen off tape or what we've seen live as football players. All this other stuff that we'll accumulate here and over the next couple of months, we'll start to add into it. But it's not going to be a situation where a guy you have in a 6th or 7th round goes all the way up to the 1st round because he comes out here and runs fast in his shorts. Or it's not going to be a situation where a guy has a bad pro day. Well, all of a sudden, we're going to forget the 47 games that he was productive on the tape if you've watched him play the last 3-4 years. So you just got to be careful. It's a part of the process. It's, you know, the things or all the information that they gather that you use to make your decisions. But it has to come down back to what he is, you know, not only as a character, but what he is as a football player, too.
Were you surprised that he fell as far as he did?
To be honest with you, we've been pretty active over the last couple of years in the draft, so nothing really surprises you anymore. So you just kind of – and that's what's so fun and exciting about the draft, and I think that's what's exciting about the draft for the fans, because you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, a couple of times, I know last year – you know, we have a big draft party, and everybody went home, and we moved up in a, you know, the 32nd pick, and people didn't realize what we were going to do. So that makes great reality TV, and that's why I think the draft is so important.
Rick, you see the trend is for the coaches to delegate play calling more and more. Is it sustainable for a guy like Mike Zimmer to keep calling?
Yeah, you'd have to ask Mike that, but I thought he did an outstanding job for the first time handling the head coaching duties. But also, you know, having a pretty significant say on what we were doing on defense. And I think, you know, you saw drastic improvements in our defense from the year before to under Zim's system and how him and his coaching staff handled our players. And we got to, you know, work extremely hard. We feel very strongly about the core of young players, talented young players that we have. You've seen the development of those guys and what our staff was able to do with Xavier Rhodes, with Sharif Floyd, how Harrison Smith is, you know, even Anthony Barr, who we think is going to be a very unique talent. Now, if we can continue to add to those pieces that we have built in already, we're very excited about the direction of this team. I usually let you guys determine that, and we'll determine it internally, and we'll look, you know, I don't believe in going out and spending a huge amount of money in free agency unless it's something unique, but we'll look, you know, we found Tom Johnson last year later in the UFA market and did a great job for us coming in as a nickel pass rusher. So we'll monitor the process and then, also build in what, you know, which I think is going to be a pretty good group of defensive linemen in this draft as well. Usually, I mean, you try to project that. Guys that are hurt, you sometimes have a history of staying hurt, but is it just 1 year, or has it been, okay, I've been playing 4 years, and all 4 years he's never been able to complete a season? But I think you just kind of look at that as on an individual basis, and then a lot of it is, you know, we'll get a medical report from our doctors, and he may have not had any injuries, but they may tell me, well, his knee's so shot, don't expect him to last more than 3 years. Well, I wouldn't have known that. So I think you just look at it on an individual basis and what your doctors tell you. Adrian had a pretty good number of carries, but we weren't concerned about the number of carries he had. It depends on who that player is. But and where your cap situation is. But, you know, Adrian Peterson, like I said earlier, is a pretty unique talent. You know, he I give credit to our pro scouts and our pro director, Ryan Munnins and George Payton. You know, we followed him during the preseason. Scott Turner had actually coached him in Chicago, and Norv had familiarity with him the year before. So when he was on their practice squad and there was an opportunity to go out and get him, but it was a pleasant surprise. I wish I could tell you, hey, we got some guy off their practice squad that ended up having that significant of an impact on our offense, especially a young player like that. It's only been in the league for his second year and first year actually playing. So we're very excited about his potential and his ability and where he's going to end up and his ability to ascend. You know, that is an area that we'll look at. We have a couple guys that are, you know, unrestricted free agents. You know, we'll weigh in on that position to see. You know, we're very excited about, you know, where Anthony Barr is. But we want to continue to build in that area. Gerald is a very unique athlete, made some big plays for us, learning the scheme, but very talented football player. Thank you.